Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back.
大家好，欢迎来到由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Yinying.
And this is Sarah.
Sarah, 你知道吗？昨天发生了一件让英国人民特别悲痛的事情。
Yes, Elizabeth II died at the age of 96 years old.
英国女王昨天晚上去世了，享年96岁。You know, it's such a sad news for many people in the world.
Yeah, and it's so strange to think that she died. She was a very famous leader.
Yes.
Her obituary...or the report of her death, reports that she passed away peacefully at her Scottish estate, Balmoral.
这里有个词叫做讣告，怎么说呀？
Obituary.
Obituary、yeah. is the report of her death. 它上面怎么说呢？ She died peacefully. 她安详地去世了。Scottish estate. 她没有在英国，是在 Scottish estate.
Yeah, very sorry to hear that.
Yeah, definitely, very sorry. Sarah, 那媒体都是怎么报道的呢？
Well, because the Queen was such a well-known figure, many news reports have already been published about her recent death.
The Queen was such a well-known figure. 这里用的是 figure, 人物。
BBC News described how the long reign of Queen Elizabeth II was marked...by her strong sense of duty and her determination to dedicate her life to her throne and her people.
这个 BBC 新闻呢用了一句话28个词，我们来看一下这句话。The long reign of Queen Elizabeth II, 伊丽莎白二世女王的长期统治，用的是 the long reign, was marked by, 以什么为标志呢？Her strong sense of duty and her determination, 责任感和决心 to dedicate her life to her throne and her people, 为她的王位和她的人民而献身 dedicate.
Yeah, she was a very dedicated leader.
Exactly. NBC 也报道了。
Queen Elizabeth II's death live updates says,Britain mourns longest serving monarch.
NBC 是这样报道的，他说女王伊丽莎白二世实时报道，这里用的是 live updates, 这里不是 live, 是 live, 实时的 live updates. 英国哀悼在位最长的君王 British mourns, 这里 mourn 就是哀悼 longest serving monarch,就是在位时间最长的，我们用 longest serving. 70 years is such a long time.
Yeah, right?
Sarah, 咱们来简单回顾一下伊丽莎白的一生吧。
Yes, let's briefly review Elizabeth. The Queen was born to the Duke and Duchess of York on the 21st of April in 1926. Her full name was Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor.
她的名字 Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor. Does she have two middle names, like Alexandra and Mary?
Yes, I think they were both family names, named for her grandmothers.
Oh, we got it. Her father is Duke, 就是约克公爵。还有她的妈妈是公爵夫人 Duchess.
Yeah, she had a very loving family and was a very bright child. She was very interested in the study of languages and history.
I think she can speak a few languages.
Yeah, she's very smart.
Yeah, very smart, very bright. 这里聪明，我们用的是 bright.
After the end of World War II, Elizabeth married her longtime love, Prince Philip.
这里有个特别好的词叫做 longtime love, 相恋已久的爱人。Long time love. 听说在伊丽莎白十三岁的时候，她就对 Philip 一见钟情。
Yeah.
Sarah, 你听过这个词吗？叫一见钟情。
Like, are you saying she met him at 13?
Yeah, and then she fell in love.
Yeah, very early.
Yeah, very early, yeah.
Yeah, at the age of 25, Elizabeth's father died suddenly.Making the young Elizabeth the new Queen of England.
她的父亲突然去世，所以25岁 only at the age of 25, 她就成为女王。她这一当就当了70年。
So, there were 15 different prime ministers that served under the reign of Queen Elizabeth II.
一位女王，但是却见证了15位英国首相。
So, on the 9th of September, 2015,Queen Elizabeth became the longest reigning monarch in British history, surpassing the reign of her great-great-grandmother, Queen Victoria.
2015年，她已经成为历史上在位时间最长的英国君王。这里用的是 longest reigning monarch, 而且比她的曾曾祖母Great-great-mother Victoria 还要长 It's very impressive 这里用的词是 surpass 就是超过用的是 surpass Yeah, so much about her life
Yeah, she was very unique
She was very unique Sarah, 像伊丽莎白二世亨利七世还有爱德华六世 Edward the Sixth 王室这个世有什么讲究吗它是怎么排的 What do they mean and how are they arranged?
So, this is an interesting question. The names of the royal family may seem a little strange, and they often repeat, just adding on numbers with each new person.
这个皇室的这个名字, the names of the royal family, 是经常重复的。我们可以看到有七世、八世。每一个新继位的人呢,只是在这个名字后面加上数字就可以了。Just adding on numbers with each new person.
Yeah.To distinguish between the two in ruling history, she was given the title the second. So she was called Elizabeth the second because there was another Elizabeth who was queen.
像女王伊丽莎白，她称为二世，就是因为历史上曾经还有一位女王，她也叫做 Elizabeth. That's Elizabeth the first. So she is Elizabeth the second.
Exactly.So, the numbers after the name will tell you which specific king or queen is currently ruling or being discussed.
就是名字后面的数字会告诉我们就现在在位的或者我们讨论的到底是哪一位国王或女王。比方说如果我们说 Elizabeth, we are not sure we are talking about Elizabeth the first or the second.
Yeah, it's common for kings and queens to be named after other successful kings and queens.
这个也特别常见哈，就是在英国皇室新继位的这个国王啊，或者是女王，他们都会 name after other kings and queens， 就是以其他国王和王后的名字命名。在我们的文化里面呢，一般不会去用我们前辈的名字里面的字，因为我们觉得相反的是一种不尊敬。Actually, it shows disrespect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very common in the West to use family names. That's interesting. Well, you know, there's also a tradition in British royalty that new names aren't really introduced on purpose.
就是英国王室还有一个传统，就是不会 introduce new names on purpose.就是不会有意的去加入一个新名字 on purpose, 故意的,有意的。但是有什么特殊情况吗, Sarah?
Well, if a scandal happens and someone else inherits the throne, you will then usually have a new or less common royal name.
Oh, 就是如果有 scandal, 就是丑闻,或者说其他人就是不是直接的继承人 inherits the throne.继承王位，那就要使用 new or less common royal names， 就是新的名字或不常用的王室名字。历史上真有这样的事吗 ，Sarah？
Oh yeah. So this happened with King George the First. He got the throne because two of his predecessors did not produce heirs or children.
Oh, that's the case. 也就是乔治一世继位的时候，就是因为上一个国王的王权，然后往下两代都没有 produce heirs， 这个继承人叫 heirs， H A silent， 没有产生继承人。所以这里我查了一下，就是乔治一世是英国国王詹姆斯一世的外孙女 Sophie 的儿子，所以中间隔了两代，所以他没有叫 James the Second。
Yes, exactly.
Sarah, 我也很好奇哈，像王室里面可以子承父名，但不知道像普通的老百姓是不是也可以这样呀？
Well, in America, we usually use junior and senior to distinguish. These terms, junior and senior, are more common in the U.S. than in England.
people, we use junior and senior. 所以一般来说、yeah. 我们是 common people, we cannot use first or second. 我们可以用 junior 或 senior 来区分两个人。
Yeah.
Mm.
It's a little strange if you said I'm Sarah the second because、yeah. I'm a normal person.
而且你说这种情况其实美国比英国更常见，像一个后缀一样。
Yeah, normally this suffix is used to describe living generations of men who share the same name.
嗯，就通常情况下，这个后缀 suffix 就是 junior, senior 是用来描述同名的。Living generations, 这里是 living generations, 就指活着的人，在世的人。
Yeah, so if a father and a son were both named David,、
mm-hmm.
the father would be David Sr.、Mm-hmm. and the son is David Jr.
Got it. 如果爸爸和儿子都叫 David, 那爸爸就是 David Sr.、Mm. 那么他的儿子就是 David Jr.
Yeah.So after the father dies, the son can either drop the junior from his name, or、mm. if his son is also named David, then he would be the new David Senior and his son David Junior.
如果父亲去世之后呢，那这个儿子就可以 drop the junior from his name. 他就可以直接叫 David, 因为 living generations 里面只有他一个人叫 David. 但如果儿子的儿子，也就是这个他的孙子也叫 David, 那么之前那个 David Junior 就要叫成 David Senior, 然后他的儿子就成为 David Junior. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
嗯，大家只要记住以这个 living generations 在世的人来命名就可以。年长一点的我们用 senior， 年幼一点的用 junior。如果只有你一个人的话呢，那么就用你的名字就好了。
Exactly.
嗯 ，Sarah， 女王去世这个事儿之后呢，网友们也纷纷发表评论。我们来看看网友是怎么说的吧。How did netizens discuss and evaluate the queen's death?
So many netizens from countless countries.Posted to express their support.
So we can read some of them. 我们一起来分享一下吧。
Yeah. So the first one says, The world is changing. With Queen Elizabeth's death, we have all lost a model of faith and dignity so lacking today. I grieve her passing.
这位网友他说呢，世事难料。The world is changing. 随着女王伊丽莎白的去世，我们失去了 a model of faith and dignity so lacking today. 就是一种现今社会特别缺乏的信仰和尊严的一个榜样。I grieve her passing. 我为她的去世而悲伤。前面我们用到了一个词是 mourn. Does it mean the same?
Yeah, it's the same. You can say mourn or grieve, 都可以。
嗯都可以。
Another one, another post, it's by Franklin Graham. He says, I am deeply saddened to hear about the death of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II. She has been a symbol of stability and steadfastness for the United Kingdom for 70 years. And I'm asking people to join me in praying for the royal family and the people of the UK.
Mm-hmm.因为这里是 Franklin, 他说听到他离世的消息 I am deeply saddened. 我们知道有时候我们会常说 sad, 这里他用的是 saddened. What is the difference between sad and saddened?
Sad would be the adjective, and saddened would be like the verb.
Like
I am saddened.
I'm saddened. Or I'm saddened by something.
Yes.
Because it's something...I feel very sad, so I am deeply saddened. 所以七十年来呢，他对于这个王国是 a symbol of stability and steadfastness for the United Kingdom. 这里有两个词，一个是 stability 稳定，还有一个词呢是坚定 steadfastness. 这两个词都特别好，稳定和坚定 stability and steadfastness.
Another comment.By someone else named Sarah, not me. She says, What a sad day. No matter how you feel about the monarchy, today a family lost their much loved matriarch. And many around the world will be mourning the loss of a strong woman who was a constant in turbulent times.
他这里说 What a sad day 也是很悲伤的一天。不管你对 monarchy 就是君主政体有什么看法，但是对今天来说呢，一个家庭失去了很重要的东西。 What does matriarch mean?
A matriarch is the woman in the family who is like the leader of the family.
The leader.
But she's the woman.
But she's the woman. 就是我们中文有一个词叫做顶梁柱。
Yeah, you could say a patriarch would be the male figure, like if it's a grandfather.
就男士我们可以说
patriarch.
女士家里的女顶梁柱我们可以说
matriarch.
A matriarch. 我们又学了两个新的词 two big words.
Yeah, and we have one last comment by Narina. She says, thank you, Elizabeth the Great. May you be enjoying an endless GNT with a whole pack of corgis, and may your horses always come in first.
这句里面有个词叫做 GNT, endless GNT. What does GNT mean?
I think that this means gin and tonic, like the drink.
It's a drink that the queen likes.
Yeah.
What is corgis?
The small dog that the queen liked, the breed is called corgi.
威尔士短脚狗 is a species of dogs. 还有一个是这里提到的 May your horses always come in first. Because she really loved to watch horse racing.
I think so. So they list three things that the queen liked.
And you know what? She also left a great legacy behind. 她也给我们留下了特别宝贵的遗产。
Yeah, I think she was a great woman.
Exactly.
Yeah, she'll be missed.
Yeah, she will be missed. 特别好的用法。她会被人们所纪念。She will be missed.
So, tell us listeners, were you as surprised as we were to hear about the Queen's passing? And how do you feel about Queen Elizabeth II?
你认为 Queen Elizabeth II 是一位怎样的女王呢？
Yeah, so just let us know in the comments, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Yeah, we look forward to hearing from you.
This is Sarah.
This is Inil.
See you next time.
Bye.